In our last discussion, we looked at verse 36. Let's do a quick recap. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. We sent to every community a messenger, and the messenger proclaimed, worship Allah and abstain from all false deities. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ هَدَى اللَّهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الضَّلَالَةِ. Then from among them is he whom Allah guided, and from among them is he upon whom deviation was justified. فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Travel then in the lands. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And see what was the destiny of the rejectors. I explained that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent messengers to proclaim and to invite towards Tawheed and to caution people about worship of any deity besides Allah and the consequences of that. So it's not true, as per the previous verse, where there were those who assumed and who made the argument that no, if shirk was wrong, if associating partners with Allah was wrong, why does Allah allow it to happen? We gave the answers there. But here, there's a further elaboration on the answer that Allah has sent messengers, alayhimu salatu wassalam, and has cautioned against people worshipping deities besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then eventually, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to all of mankind as rahmatul lil alameen, men and jinn. And I also explained, it does not necessarily mean that every single nation received the Nabi. It means here that Allah sent to nations in general anbiya, and then to other nations, the messengers of the anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam would have gone. But in short, everyone or every nation would have received the message of Tawheed and belief in the oneness of Allah. Now moving on to verse 37, Allah says, addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِن تَحْرِصْ عَلَى هُدَاهُمْ. If you earnestly desire to bring them onto the right path, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ يُضِلُّ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. Then know that Allah does not show the way to him whom he has led astray, and they have no helpers. If a person consistently denies the message and consistently disobeys Allah, and Allah then takes a decision that Allah will now leave that person in his disobedience and not show him the way out as a punishment for him consistently transgressing the limits of Allah and disobeying the commands of Allah and disregarding the message of Allah, then even you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you were to desire to guide such a person, you would not guide him, because all guidance comes from Allah and all guidance is controlled by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hidayat and guidance comes from Allah. Even a prophet, even the greatest of prophets, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cannot control who will get this guidance and who will not. So whilst Allah is giving you an opportunity to receive the guidance and benefit from the guidance, don't let that opportunity slip. Otherwise, no one will be able to assist you once Allah has made a decision to leave you in your misguidance. Verse 38, Allah then says, وَأَقَسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. They swear by Allah, their most solemn oaths, لَا يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَمُوتْ. Allah will never raise those who have died. بَلَا وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقَّهُ. Indeed, he shall certainly raise them. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. This is a promise which is binding upon Allah, but most people do not know. So they take all sorts of oaths and say that no way, man, no way that we will be resurrected after death. Why you talk about all this punishment and hell and punishment of the grave? Allah is saying you can take as many oaths as you want. It makes no difference to the promise of Allah. When Allah has promised something, when Allah has decreed something, when Allah says that something will happen, then it will happen, no matter what you do or what you say or how many oaths you want to take. النَّاسُ أَعْدَاءُ مَا جَهِلُوا. People are antagonistic towards that which they are ignorant of. If your ignorance has resulted you in taking oaths because you don't have knowledge, because you're not applying your mind, then you're only manifesting your own ignorance. In reality, it will make no difference to the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it will make no difference to what Allah has already decreed that will happen. Why does there have to be a qiyamah? Why does there have to be retribution in the year after? That is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will discuss in the next verse, 39 and 40, and we'll take up that discussion inshallah tomorrow. And those two verses then take us to the end of ruku number 5 and bring us within one ruku of the midway and the mid part, the middle of the 14th juz of the Quran al-Karim.